brought to you by Aspen Avionics, whose Evolution flight display is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. And by Aviation Insurance Resources. Talk to pilots who value your airplane even before they insure it. Call 877-247-7767 or visit air-pros.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of AirVenture 2012. I'm Paul Bertarelli reporting. I'm with Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics. Brad, you've given a briefing this morning on your connected panel product, which is an iPad or tablet-based device or program that will eventually control boxes in the panel, and you made some progress on that. Tell us where you are with it.
Well, the exciting news is that we've received TSO for the product, which means that we can begin to manufacture and ship the product. What we're waiting on now is STC, which is basically allows us to our dealers to return aircraft to service in which the product's been installed. The beauty of avionics is you have the scheduling of the aircraft to get the product installed, and then you've got the actual installation time. So there's usually some lag time there, which permits us to actually begin shipping the product, taking orders and begin shipping now. So the FAA will process the paperwork for that STC. We anticipate it taking a couple of 3 weeks. So we've gone on ahead and opened the order book up, and our customers are ordering it.
Now, when you say the product, we should explain that this product is a little wireless node that puts a wireless network into the cockpit that the iPad app or tablet app, of however you construe it, can talk to and then control avionics in the panel itself. Tell us a little bit about those interconnections and the product itself.
Yeah, it's think of this product really as the first version of a line of products that we'll see come out eventually in our connected panel product line. This one is Connected Pilot, and it lists for $24.99, and it includes really three major components. The first is, you were talking about a wireless node, is the CG100, Connected Gateway 100. It includes wireless connections that will sync up whenever an iPad or a wireless device comes into the cockpit. And I should note that this version is compatible with iOS devices, so it works for iPads and for iPhones. Future development versions of this product will include Android support, and we'll be looking at other platform support. At any rate, the CG100 is a small box, very maybe 4 inches by 5 inches, and it can be blind mounted anywhere in the aircraft you can run wires to, though we anticipate it'll be mounted behind the panel. The second major component is the operating software that makes the CG100 work. That's very much nuts and bolts stuff that the consumer won't normally see, and it manages the security, the network, the wireless connections, as well as the flash memory storage that's included on the device. The third component is the Aspen Flight Connect iPad app, which will be downloadable upon STC from the Apple iTunes store. And it's really the interface, if you will, into the CG100. It's used to configure the product, and it's also used to maintain the product. So it knows what approved connected panel applications you have loaded on your mobile device, and will actually allow them to interface with the avionics.
What's the wireless protocol?
The wireless protocol is just standard Wi-Fi. So whatever you see whenever you go into, like a coffee shop or whatever, and it's secure, of course, but it's just standard wireless.
Were there any challenges getting that through the FAA?
Well, we had to show them, of course, that it's secure, and that was, a big consideration. The FAA was more concerned, of course, with what information we were putting into the panel as opposed to bringing out of the panel. And the fact that we had created a process that allows the pilot to verify information before it goes into the certified avionics is really what is the secret sauce, if you will, to the whole solution. And getting that understanding that this thing wasn't going to fly the airplane, it's not pumping in critical data. It's pumping in data related to navigation, for example. So flight plans can be piped into a connected and enabled GPS device. Right now, we're compatible with the Garmin 435 30 series. We will be compatible compatible with the Bendix King 770 whenever that's released as well.
So when I get my app from the iTunes store, the App Store, I load it up, the initial version of the app, what will I be able to do?
So it depends upon, of course, what you have installed in your panel and also what applications that you're running on your iPad device. First of all, the dealers are the ones who are going to be installing this initially. So they're the ones who will actually configure your CG100 out of the box and will probably be the ones that will download the majority of your applications and make sure they're working correctly. In lieu of that, though, the pilots are very familiar anymore with how to operate a consumer device like an iPad, so we don't anticipate a lot of issue there. What you will be able to do out of the gate with a CG100 with the appropriate equipment is to be able to synchronize flight plans. That's a big deal if you think about being able to use a touchpad device to actually enter and modify flight plans. And the beauty of our solution is that you can select from all of our connected enabled application development partners, which we have 7 right now that are announced, that are all different flight planning partners that are connected panel enabled. So the pilot gets to basically choose whichever application and interface works best for them. So we're not confining them.
So if I had 4Flight, for example?
4Flight is one.
I can throw my flight plan into the 435-30.
That's correct. You can sync it up. It'll come up on an Aspen MFD. You have to have our PFD and MFD installed. And you'll get a little window that will come up on the MFD that will actually ask you to confirm the flight plan. And you can cycle through and look at all the different flight legs and do any level of verification that you want. But you have to say, this is the flight plan I want, and that's what I want sent over to the navigator. Now, we're also talking synchronization here. This isn't a one-way street. So once that flight plan's loaded up, you can also keep it synchronized to varying levels of degrees depending upon what the application developer builds in to where it will also be updated on the flight plan. And it's a very slick interface. What it does then is it basically extends the life of a lot of these 430s and 530s that are out there by giving them a touchscreen interface, which is very exciting.
Well, this evolved to the point that I would be able to do things like frequency control and direct navigation right from the iPad?
You know, the level of integration of the iPad into the GPS device is really only limited by the connections of the GPS itself. So GPS units like, let's say, the 770 that we're building will have all the hooks in it to be able to do things like sending frequencies to the standby window in a KSN 770. And we've actually demonstrated that. You can see that in our booth. And what it does is, again, the pilot confirmation is critical. Instead of sending the frequency straight to the comm device, it will actually send it to the standby window, and the pilot has to activate it from the standby window. But what's really cool about that is you can have in, you know, an application like 4Flight, the airport diagram up that shows all the frequencies, and when 4Flight recognizes that it's got a connected panel connection, it will actually show a little connected symbol next to it, and you can just that readout or display of the frequency becomes a button. And you can press that button and it will load it up into the standby frequency window. It's very slick.
So it really sounds like this is step one into what's going to be a very expandable application.
That is the most exciting thing about this whole connected panel product line. We have over 20 application and hardware partners now that are connected panel enabled. They're all developing their own products, be it hardware behind the panel that will take advantage of this platform, or applications that run on the iPad device, and even peripheral hardware that can plug into the CG100. So really, they are helping us define what future versions of this product's going to look like. I can't talk a lot about what they're developing because those things are unannounced at this point, but I will tell you that the functionality is expected to go far beyond flight plan synchronization or frequency entering.
All right, well, thanks very much for the update, Brad.
Thanks a bunch, Paul.
We've been speaking with Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2012. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. With onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more, XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at AirVenture booth 3037 to 3039 or visit xmwxweather.com. and by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A320 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.